朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
We see you, brothers and sisters.
每一次唱到这条歌 What a friend we have in Jesus, 何等朋友我主耶稣。
Every time I come and sing of the song, What a friend we have in Jesus.
我相信对很多人都是一个非常深的安慰，而且一个说不出来的鼓励。
I know it's a deep comfort and a great encouragement for many of us.
我想我们在开始的时候，我们一方面感恩，让我们可以自由的在这里敬拜。
And again, at the very beginning, we're very thankful that we can come and worship freely.
然后让我们也不要忘记继续为着在乌克兰那里发生的战事继续祷告。
And we continue to pray for the situation over at Ukraine.And the war that is happening, that we'll continue to pray.
我们开始的时候，我们一起有个祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，当我们想到在那块地上有多少的家人分散，有多少的人的性命丧失，我们就为他们担心。
Lord, when you think of Ukraine and how many families are torn apart, and Lord, how many people have lost their lives, oh Lord, our hearts are weary.
主啊，我们仍然在这里向你呼求，你的公义在那里掌权。
Lord, we continue to cry out to you that your righteousness will reign.
你的怜悯，你的恩典覆庇，在战区中的那些百姓和神的儿女们。
And Lord, your mercy and your grace to be upon all those people who are going through this time of war, and particularly your people.
在这个时候，我们特别求你的旨意能够通行。
And we pray that your will be done.
虽然事情让人担心，让人着急，但是主，我们仍然信任你海沙为界。
And Lord, we know that we worry and when we are concerned, but oh Lord, you are the one who established the boundaries.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The Lord Most High still reigns in this earth.
洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
Yes, in the midst of the flood, you are still enthroned.
主啊，我们仰望你，真是仰望你。我们为着那里的教会，为着那里神的儿女们，也特别的呼求。
And yes, Lord, we look to you, particularly pray for your churches and pray for your people in that land.
我们也为周围国家有那么多教会或是灾民的机构，我们也求你赐给他们足够的资源、力量和恩典。
And we pray for the surrounding nations, oh Lord.The aid that they would be able to bring to this nation.
我们更是求你让许多的人在丧失性命之前，他们有机会来认识你，来接受你。
And yes, Lord, we pray for all those, oh Lord, that before they would even lose their lives, they would have an opportunity to hear the gospel. They would have an opportunity to receive you.
我们也求你唤醒那些似乎在平安中的众教会，让我们起来扬声祷告。
And Lord, we pray that you would have a wake-up call for all the churches who are in tranquility, at peace, that we would rise up to pray.
我们不光为着乌克兰那里祷告，我们也为着我们知道你快要回来，主啊，让教会能够刚强，能够复兴。
And Lord, we pray not simply for Ukraine, but oh Lord, we pray for your church. We know that you are, your return is drawing near, that we would rise up and be revived.
让所有沉睡的人、沉睡的教会，我们都能够醒过来。
That all the sleepers would be awakened.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 然后我想这样子让人担心的事情，一波未平，一波又起，会继续的出现在我们的生活中。
I know the things that would worry us, although they would come wave after wave into our lives.
这几天我们也接到在东欧的一些基督徒。中国的基督徒教会弟兄姊妹给我们来信，告诉我们他们那里情形。
And we receive a lot of newsletters from brothers in Eastern Europe, to let us know the condition that is going on over there.
我们只能够说非常不容易，我们也绝对不能够把神的恩典当作平常。
And we know it's not easy, and I absolutely want to remind us that we don't take the grace of God for granted.
好，我们今天要继续交通约书亚记。
And today we're going to continue in the book of Joshua.
跟我们每一个人属灵的生命的成长发生的绝对的关系。
And I want to say that it has absolute relation to every one of our growth before God.
今天我们要讲的是在得胜之前的必经之路。
And today the theme of the message is the necessary pathway to victory.
如果要让今天的信息对大家有更深入的帮助的话，我们对第一堂跟第二堂的信息一定要非常非常的深刻。
For us to be able to comprehend the messaging today is that we need to come to understand, at least have a recollection of the first and second message.
因为今天的信息是建立在前两堂的信息上。
Because the message today is built upon the last two messages.
我没有时间全部总复习，我就很简短的提一下过去两堂我们讲了什么。
I don't have the chance to go through the entire message series again. I'll just very briefly summarize.
第一堂的信息重在讲到我们是一般独居的民，不列在万民中。
The very first message speaks of the fact that we are a special people that is not numbered among the nations.
我们是被神特别分别出来，特别从世界招出来的一般人。
We are a people that has been set apart, that has been called out of this world.
我们跟世人在神的眼中是截然不同。
We are absolutely different from the rest of the world.
我们是属神的人。
We are people that belong to God.
我们被救出来，被召出来，不仅蒙恩，而且让我们可以来侍奉神。
We've been saved, we've been called out. Not only we can receive His grace, but we can come and serve the living God.
所以神把他们从埃及救出来。
So God has delivered them out of Egypt.
神陪着他们穿过了大而可畏的旷野。
And God with them walked through this great wilderness.
现在来到约旦河边。
And now they come to the edge of the River Jordan.
所以我们第二堂的信息我们讲一二三进迦南。
The second message we say 1, 2, 3 let's enter into Canaan.
一个荣耀的呼召。
One that's a glorious calling.
召我们都要起来进入迦南。
That calls all of us to rise up and enter into Canaan.
迦南说到基督自己。
And Canaan speaks of Christ himself.
所以我们上一次讲到迦南地特别说到基督丰盛。全备的救恩
and we talk about the fullness, the complete salvation in Christ.
讲到是基督丰盛的生命
and talk about the fullness of the life of Christ as represented in Canaan.
也讲到在基督里面我们最深的满足跟完全的安息
and our deepest satisfaction and our complete rest is also in Christ.
所以神呼召我们
so God calls us.
他不光把我们救出来带出来
He not only delivered us, brought us out.
他要把我们带进去
but His purpose is to lead us in.
所以当基督当耶稣来到地上的时候他的名字叫耶稣就是要把我们救出来
So when Jesus came to this world He bears the name Jesus to deliver His people out of sin
他的名字又叫以马内利是要把我们带进去
His name is also called Emmanuel that we would be brought into the presence of God
让我们能够承受所有属天的祝福
That we may inherit all the blessings in the heavenly places
让我们在基督里面能够承受神本性一切的丰富
That in Christ we may come and receiveall the fullness that is in Christ
可以得生命而且得到更丰盛的
that we may have life and have it even more abundantly
同样的在希伯来书也告诉我们在基督里面我们进入了最深的安息
and the book of Hebrews tells us that we have entered into his rest
得到了最深的满足
and that we have entered and received the greatest satisfaction in Christ
这三件事情都太令人羡慕了
and these three things are so admire all of us
我们成为基督徒我们就是为了这么有福的一个在基督里荣耀的恩典
And again, to be a Christian is to be one that is receiving such amazing grace in Christ.
所以为了这样子的一件呼召
And again, because of this calling,
有两个提醒
There are two reminders.
要勇敢，不要害怕
Be courageous and be, do not be afraid.
在我们往前承受这么大祝福的时候
Before you proceed to receive this inheritance.
一定会碰到挑战，碰到征战。
And you will come across challenges, you will come across warfare.
神说你们不要惧怕。
And so God said to them, do not be afraid.
因为我与你们同在。
Because I am with you.
第二个提醒。
The second reminder.
要照着律法书上一切所说的来讨神喜悦。
Do according to everything that is in the laws of the Lord to please the Lord God.
这是两个提醒，然后神接着给了我们三个非常非常宝贵的应许。
So these two reminders, and then what follows the three precious promises.
隔了一个月，我不晓得大家还记不记得。
It's been a month. Do you still remember what they are?
加油！第一个是什么
？Number one.
脚掌所踏之地都要赐给你们为业。
Everywhere your feet trod, it shall be your inheritance.
换句话说，我们一定要起来，亲自来经历神给我们的应许。
In another word, we ourselves need to rise up and personally experience the promises of God.
基督教不是说说谈谈的。
Christianity is not just to be talked about.
基督教是走路的。
Christianity is one of faith, that's walking in faith.
所有真实的祝福、真实的得胜，决定从走路来的。
All true blessings, all true, everything that is true comes about by us walking.
所以脚掌所踏之地就赐给你。
So everywhere you tread, it will be yours.
不走就没有。
If you don't walk,
不走
will not be yours.
仅只得救而已。
If you do not walk, you are merely saved.
第二个。
Secondly,
在你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
In all the days of your life, no one shall be able to stand before you.
换句话说，没有一个难处会大到我们不能够往前的。
In other words, not a single challenge would be so great such that it would stop you from progressing.
同样的，也要不甘心让任何的人事物阻止我继续的往前。
Secondly, we would not allow anything, any person to hinder me from moving forward.
不管它是什么。
It doesn't matter what it is.
你的工作也好，你的小孩也好，你的家庭也好，最大的拦阻我们说就是我自己。
Whether it's your work, your kids, your family, I said to everyone that the greatest obstacle is we ourselves.
我的肉体，我的自私，我这个人常常成为我不能往前的原因。
My flesh, my selfishness, this person is the one that hinders me from moving forward.
第三个应许是什么
？The third promise. Do you remember what that was?
啊，这大家送弟兄姊妹 farewell 的时候，一般都会写这句话。
And every time,
约书亚记第一章第九节。
Every time we send someone away, we will always give this verse.
要刚强，要壮胆，因为我已应许过你，无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同去。
Be bold, be courageous, because no matter where you go, the Lord your God will be with you.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见神有这么荣耀的呼召。
And we, again, as we see that God has such a glorious calling,
这么宝贵的应许,
such wonderful promises,
所以我们都要起来答应这个呼召开始往前去。
So we all ought to rise up and say yes to the Lord and move forward.
征战的确要付代价的。
It's the battles we have to pay a price.
但是我们刚才读过了这些以后，我们知道不征战代价更大。
And all the things that we've gone through just now, if we do not do warfare, the greater price we will pay.
原谅我说，我们不肯起来走路，不肯起来征战，那个代价大到我们不能 afford.
And I will tell you this, if you're unwilling to rise up and walk, you're unwilling to rise up and fight, the price that you pay is greater than what you can ever imagine.
仇敌都叫我们注重眼前的，注重今生的，注重我的感觉，而忽略了永恒的东西。
And the enemy wants us to focus on the now, the present, so that we would neglect that which is eternal.
所以征战，我们讲到属灵征战的时候，说到它的全面性，说到它的真实性，说到它的严肃性。
And we talk about spiritual battle, we talk about the holistic sense of this battle, the reality of this battle, and how severe it is.
但是我们征战不是只是为了打仗。
But I will tell you, when we battle, when we go and do warfare, it's not just for the sake of fighting.
约书亚记告诉我们征战的目的，为了承受产业。
Joshua, in the book of Joshua, tells us that every battle is for the purpose that they may gain inheritance.
我们之所以征战，神召我们出来。
The reason why we engage in warfare, the reason why God calls us,
让我们能够在基督里承受神所要给我们的这一切。
That in Christ we may inherit everything that God has desired for us to receive.
所以我们今天要讲征战之前该有的预备。
And so today we're going to come and look at the necessary preparations before these victories.
在征战之前我们必经的一条路该有的经历。
And the necessary pathway, the experiences we ought to have before we come to claim victory.
几乎每一个国家都有自己的军队。
And I think every nation in this world have their own army.
他这个军队的力量多少？不仅仅在乎他的装备，也在乎他平常的训练。
The armed forces, the strength of this force is not only of what they possess, but the training that they go through.
中国有一句话说养兵千日用于一时，对不对？训练军队训练一千天，为了那一天要用。
There's a saying in China that in Chinese that you train your army for thousands of days just for a moment of time.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天每一天都是神在预备我们，在教育我们的时候。
And brothers and sisters, every single one of our today is God'sway of training us and teaching us.
虽然征战每一天都在进行。
And yes, every single day, there are battles that are engaging.
但是在我们人生中一定会碰到一些 突然发生的事超过我们所能应付的事情。
But I know that everyone want to be able to identify that in your life, all of a sudden there would be something that would come as a wave that we couldn't handle immediately.
就跟乌克兰的百姓一样，突然一下子战事临到他们。
It's just like the people of Ukraine, that all of a sudden this war came upon them.
如果我们里面力量不够的时候，当我们面对那样子的挑战、那样子的征战，很多时候我们就倒下去了。
If we do not have the strength inwardly.The moment we face those challenges, we discover that we will fall.
所以征战的胜败虽然是在战场上决定。
So yes, the victory is determined on the battlefield.
不应该说是在战场上决定，是在战场上显明的。
I should actually say that the victory is revealed on the battlefield.
但是征战的胜败在平常就决定了。
But whether you win or you lose is already determined in your ordinary days.
我再讲一次啊。
Let me say this again.
征战的胜败是在战场上显明的，但是征战的胜败是在平常就决定的。
The win or the loss is revealed on the battlefield, but is determined in every single day of our lives.
所以我们今天要讲的这一段路是在约书亚记第三章到第五章。
And so the scripture that we will cover today is from Joshua chapter 3 to chapter 5.
啊，我们没有时间去读那么长的经文，大家回家读是故事哈。
And again, we don't have the chance to go through every single verse. It is a story that I really encourage everybody to read when you get home.
但是我今天我只讲两个重要的点。
I'm going to focus on two important points.
一个是过约旦河。
Number one is the passing of the River Jordan.
你要进入迦南，进入基督里，你必须过约旦河。
To enter into Canaan, to enter into Christ, you must go through the River Jordan.
第二个我要讲的是在耶利哥的平原。
The second point that I want to illustrate is the encampment at the plains of Jericho.
我们知道耶利哥是整个迦南地属灵征战的第一场征战。
And we know the battle at Jericho is the very first battle that the people engaged in when they entered the promised land.
征战开始之前，神在耶利哥平原上所做的事。
And there's some things that God has done on the plains of Jericho before they engaged in this battle.
对我们每一个人都很重要。
And it's important to every single one of us.
在耶利哥平原那里有一个地方叫做基甲。
And on that plain, there's a place called Gilgal.
这也是我们今天信息里面很重要的一件事情。
And it's a very important point for today.
就在这个基甲这个地方发生的几件事跟我们属灵的经历其实是息息相关的。
And the things that transpire at this place called Gilgal has everything to do with our spiritual experiences.
所以你去读约书亚记发现他们征战不管失败不管得胜完了以后都回到基甲来。
So as you read through the book of Joshua, you come to discover whether it's a battle of victory or a battle of loss, they always come back to Gilgal.
换句话说，基甲是他们的一个非常重要的基地。
And in other words, Gilgal is almost like a base camp for them.
所以我们每一个人也都要有自己属灵经历生命成长上的基甲。
And we grow spiritually. Every single one of us need to have this spiritual Gilgal.
在这里我们受到提醒，在这里我们被 renew.
Here we are reminded. Here we are renewed.
让我们能够继续的在每一场征战中能够靠着主得胜。
That we could continue by the strength of the Lord, we could have victory.
好，我们现在来看约旦河。
So again, let's come and look at this very first point, passing the River Jordan. 这里讲
到过约旦河是进迦南美地一定要经过的路。
And again, this is a pathway that every person must go through when they come into Canaan.
而且圣经上不止一次讲到我们的神先过去了。
And the scripture tells us again and again that the Lord our God proceeded before us.
他在那里等着我们过来。
He is there waiting for us to cross over.
所以是每一个要在基督里蒙受救恩的人都必须走的路。
So every single one of us who have received the grace in Christ, this is the pathway we all need to be on.
来，我们读一些我摘录的经文就好了。
And again, I just want to read the verses that I've outlined today.
因为今天的故事比较是故事性经文，所以中文我读，然后下一段你读英文。
Again, because it's a story
PowerPoint,
we'll follow the PowerPoint and we'll read Chinese and English side by side.
Yeah, 约书亚记第三章十到十七节，约书亚说：“看哪，普天下主的约柜必在你们前头过去。”到约旦河里，因此你们就知道在你们中间有永生神，并且他必在你们面前赶出迦南人等等等等等很多的仇敌。
And Joshua said, By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from you the Canaanites.
十四节，百姓离开帐篷里，要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
And so it was when the people set out from their camp to cross over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people.
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水。 约旦河的水在收割的时候是满过两岸的啊，然后那从上往下流的水便在极远之地立起成垒。
And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests who bore the ark dipped into the edge of the water.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
The river Jordan stopped, and verse 17 continues, Then the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel crossed over on dry ground until all the people had crossed completely over the Jordan.
里面很多很多很宝贝的教训，我没有空，也没有机会可以讲。
Again, there are a lot of intricate details in these verses. I don't have the time to elaborate on them.
你看祭司的脚一进水，水才分开。
And as we read earlier, the moment the priest put their foot into the river then parted.
而不是先分开才脚跨下去。
The river didn't stop its flow, and then they stepped in, but they stepped in first.
请问你是抬约柜的祭司，你敢不敢踏
？And I ask you, if you're one of the priests that is bearing the Ark of the Covenant, are you willing to take that first step?
滔滔江水漫过两岸。
And this raging river is flooding the two banks.
你看到一个约柜，约柜大概有人说288磅啊。
And somebody says the Ark of the Covenant is about 288 pounds, and you're bearing its load.
你不可能走在水里面，你还可以游的，你一定下去的。
It is very, very difficult for you to swim with this weight on your back. You're going to sink.
凭信心跨下去。
But by faith, I take that step.
整个水分开来。
And then the river stopped its flow.
水分开就分开了，百姓们居然如走干地。
And then the river parted. That's great, but the people were walking through dry land.
怎么可能河分开来，里面是干的呢？
How is it possible that as the river stopped its flow, that the land would be dry?
弟兄姊妹，我们要去体会神在我们的经历里面。很多地方他大能的介入，恩典的介入。
And we need to come and discover in many, many ways in our lives how God intervenes with His great might.
我们生病也好，碰到难处也好，我们的确可以用人的方法来解决它，然后感谢神。
Whether we are sick or whether we have difficulties in our lives, we could use many, many ways of our own to resolve those and then come and thank the Lord for them.
但是很多的时候，神容许环境大到一个地步，让我们看见神恩典的介入，看见他大能的介入。
But sometimes God allows these trials that are so immense and so great that we see that it had to be the hand of God that has to intervene.
我们一辈子回想的时候，我们都要低头敬拜他。
Now, all the days of our lives, when we look back on those experiences, we could but bow and worship the Lord.
他的大能让水分开，立起成垒。
It is His might, His power that allowed the rivers to part and to become standing still as great walls.
他的恩典让地一下子成为干的，百姓可以走，不是犁糟地。
And His grace immediately allowed the land to be dry ground and it is not this muddy soil.
OK, 我们看到那个图，我们接下来读。
And this is just an illustration, a picture for you to ponder upon. We'll continue to read.
第四章第八节，以色列人就照着约书亚所吩咐的，按着以色列人支派的数目，从约旦河中取了12块石头。约书亚另把12块石头立在约旦河中，直到今日，那石头还在那里。
And the children of Israel did so, just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan.As the Lord has spoken to Joshua according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan.
抬耶和华约柜的祭司从约旦河里上来，脚掌刚落旱地，约旦河的水就流回原处，人就涨过两岸。
And it came to pass that the priests who bore the ark of the covenant of the Lord had come from the midst of the Jordan, and the sole of the priests' feet touched the dry land.That the water of the Jordan returned to their place and overflow all its banks as before.
二十节，他们从约旦河中取来的那十二块石头，约书亚就立在基甲，对以色列人说：“耶和华你们的神在你们面前前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们面前使。”红海干了，等着我们过来一样。
Verse 20, And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan, Joshua set up in Gilgal. Then they spoke to the children of Israel, saying, For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up before us until we had crossed over.
好，让大家看一个地图，有点概念哈。
And again, here is a map for you to have some understanding of the path that they took.
好，听说我们的荧幕还是太小了，后面人看不太到。
And maybe those who are in the back can see it quite clearly.
Okay, 神庭就是他们打发探子的地方。
I can't, I can't read the map. The great spot is the place where the 12 spies were summoned and they entered into the promised land.
那里黄色是耶利哥，然后绿色是基甲。
And the yellow marking is Jericho, and right below it, the marking is green. That is where Gilgal is located.
好，那大家稍微了解一下地图没有关系。来，我们底下来看，那么到底约旦河为什么这么重要
？And why is it so important this event of crossing the River Jordan?
以色列人从埃及出发要进到迦南，需要经过两道水。
And for the people of Israel to come out of Egypt and enter into Canaan, they have to pass two waters.
哪两道水
？Two body of waters. Which two?
第一个红海。
Number one, the Red Sea.
第二个约旦河。
Secondly, the River Jordan.
哥林多前书第十章，保罗替我们解释的什么叫做红海
？The first Corinthian Paul described to us what is the river, what is the Red Sea?
他说：“弟兄们，我们的祖宗从前在云下都从海中经过，在云里海里受洗。”
And he says that our forefathers passed through the Red Sea, and they were in the Lord, and they were baptized through Moses.
换句话说，红海的经历讲到受浸的经历。
And the experience of the Red Sea is the experience of baptism.
我们跟世界、跟仇敌的权势一刀两断，在红海完全被埋葬。
And right at the Red Sea, we are now forever separated from the power and the dominion of the world, and we have no part in that world.
所以以色列百姓受洗归了摩西，新约的百姓受洗归了基督。
And so the people, as they came out of Egypt, they were baptized into Moses, and as they entered into Canaan, they were baptized into Christ.
但是那个是一个客观的事实，
that is
讲到受浸的经历。
That is a subjective experience, speaking of the experience of baptism.
所以我们每一个人受浸的日期都不一样，对不对
？So every single one of us, we were baptized on a different date.
那么约旦河呢，是讲到受浸主观的经历。
And I'm sorry. And then the river Jordan speaks of the subjective experience.
我们读一节经文就很清楚了。罗马书六章三到五节也是我们今天的背诵经文。
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 5.
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，就要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his deathTherefore, we were baptized with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我就很快简单复习一下啊，红海是讲到我们受浸的事实和经验。
And again, the Red Sea speaks of the reality of our baptism.
重在客观上的
It speaks of the objective truth of what God has done.
在那个受浸的里面，我们把撒旦、把世界的权势都埋葬了。
And that in that baptism symbolizes that we have buried the power of the world and the and Satan over us. Or we buried it.
过约旦河讲到我们受浸主观上的经历。
But when we speak of the crossing of the River Jordan, we speak of the subjective experience that we each have.
特别讲到我的旧人、我的肉体、我的老我，跟基督一同埋葬。
It speaks of my flesh, my old nature. That person has been buried with Christ.
从水里上来就与基督一同复活。
And then when I come out of that water, I am resurrected with Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常非常非常重要的经验。
My brothers, this is a very, very important experience.
我常常说，受浸不是只有那一天。
And I tell people often that the day of your baptism is not just on that particular day.
受浸的经历是我们一辈子都要用的。
The experience of baptism is something that we go through all the days of our lives.
我们在这里宣告现在活着的不再是我乃是基督。
And every single day we declare, we proclaim it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
所以那天过约旦河的时候
So that day when they crossed the River Jordan,
神叫约书亚传令给以色列十二个支派。
And so God commanded Joshua to the 12 tribes of Israel.
每一个支派派一个代表出来。
And every tribe had a representative.
他们不仅仅把石头留在约旦河里面。
Not only did they bring this stone and they left it in the river.
他们也要从约旦河里面每一个支派挑一个石头出来。
And every tribe, they needed also pick up a stone that was already in the river.
要扛到对岸去，扛到应许之地。
They must take it and carry it into the promised land.
圣经上说，当水又漫过两岸的时候
and the scripture tells us when the water came and covered up that pathway again
这十二个石头还在水里面直到今日
that those 12 stones they are still there until this day
讲到我们与基督一同埋葬一直到永远
it speaks to the fact that we are buried with Christ until eternity
同样的十二块石头被带到迦南地上
and those 12 stones that were brought up and carried into the Canaan
放在吉甲成为一个记号成为一个见证
they were place at Gilgal to be a testimony.
所以在这里我们发现十二个支派表示是所有的以色列人都要有的经验。
So these 12 tribes represents that every single Israelite needs to have this experience.
所以我们基督徒都应该要有受浸的经历。
So every single one of us or Christians need to have this experience of baptism.
不光要有客观上受浸。
Not only objectively, you are baptized on that day.
而且我们需要常常地活在受浸的主观经历里面。
But subjectively, we got to experience this act of baptism every single day.
所以圣经里面讲到我们被神从黑暗的权势里面救出来。
That the scripture tells us that we have been delivered out of the kingdom of darkness.
被我们被迁到爱子的国度里。
And we've been conveyed or brought into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
保罗也说他的责任就是让人从黑暗中归向光明。
And Paul says his one responsibility in his ministry is to bring those people out of darkness and into the light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
And from the dominion of Satan to under the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一天都应该要有的经历。
Brothers and sisters, this is something that we ought to experience every single day.
受浸的经历是我们每一天都要有的经历。
The experience of baptism is something we have to go through every day.
不再是我，乃是基督。
That it is no longer I, the proclamation, but Christ.
就像于师母常常讲的第二个反应。
And as what Pastor Nancy often said, our second response.
我们常常就是第一个就反应出来，我的老我就出来
了。A lot of time, our immediate response, that very first response, is our old self.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。